ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर थर्ड टेक्स्ट नंबर 18।
भूतानि विष्णो सुरपूजितानि दुर्दर्शलिंगानि महाद्भुतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमतः परेभ्यो मत्तश्च मर्त्यानथ सर्वतश्च।
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The order carriers of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigods, possesses wonderful bodily features exactly like those of Vishnu and are very rarely seen. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, as well as from natural disturbances. Purport. Yamaraj has specifically described the qualities of the Vishnu Dutas to convince his own servants not to be envious of them. Yamaraj warned the Yamdutas that the Vishnu Dutas are worshipped with respectful obeisances by the demigods and are always very alert to protect the devotees of the Lord from the hand of enemies, from natural disturbances, and from all dangerous conditions in this material world. Sometimes the members of Krishna conscious society are afraid of the impending danger of world war and ask about what would happen to them if a war should occur. In all kinds of danger, they should be confident of their protection by the Vishnu Dutas or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhaktaha Pranishyati. Material danger is not meant for devotees. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Padam padam yat vipadam na tesham. In this material world, there are dangers at every step. But they are not meant for devotees who have fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. The pure devotees of Lord Vishnu may rest assured of Lord's protection. And as long as they are in the material world, they should fully engage in the devotional service by preaching the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, namely the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So Yamaraj over here right now is instructing his order carriers, Yamdutas. Especially, he is very happy that Yamdutas have met the Vishnu Dutas, the messengers of Narayan. Upon being, when the name of Narayan was called by Ajamil. So here, when the Yamdutas come up to Yamaraj, and ask, who are those Vishnu Dutas and why did they stop us from collecting Ajamil's soul after he called the name of Narayan? And hearing the name of Narayan itself, Yamaraj becomes very happy because he is a Vaishnava and in his place no one chants his holy name. All sinful persons go and they go there because they have not chanted holy name and they are not at all practiced to chant holy name also. Therefore, Yamaraj being a Vaishnava sometimes misses the devotee association or even he misses the holy name of the Lord. And therefore, even somehow or other, when his servants, they call, oh, who is this Narayan or who are these messengers of Narayan or something like that, Yamaraj became very happy that, oh, somehow that somebody has reminded me of the name of Narayan. But now, after hearing the question, he is now trying to explain the facts, reality to Yamdutas, his own assistants, and telling them that, I know in this verse we are seeing, basically Yamaraj is telling, describing the Vishnu Dutas. In the first two lines, they are describing the Vishnu Dutas person. And in the next two lines, he is describing their activities. One of their activities, not all, but one of their activities. In the first two lines, what he is saying, Bhutani Vishnu, that is Vishnu Dutas, are the living entities of Vishnus. Who are they? Vishnu Bhutani Surapujitani. So who are the Vishnu Dutas? They are worshipped even by great demigods. So Yamaraj here is instructing his messengers that don't offend Vishnu Dutas, because they are even worshipped by great demigods, Surapujitani. Even great demigods worship the messengers of Vishnu. Now he is telling, also I will go to the next one first, Mahaadbhutani. They are very wonderful, or we can say beautiful. Like when Srila Prabhupada commented, when his Western disciples wearing dhoti, kurta, shaven heads with bright tilak, he said they are looking just like they have come directly from Vaikuntha. So the Vishnu Dutas are very beautiful and wonderful. And all the Vaishnavas can also become beautiful and wonderful. Somebody may ask, how are, after taking to devotional service, are we going to become Mr. Universe or Miss Universe? It may not happen so. Externally, our color or height or length or breadth of our face or nose may not change. But still, the devotees become beautiful. Because beauty is not so much in the physical beauty. For example, suppose there is Mr. Universe or even the Miss Universe. But suppose she is frowning or very angry, then she is not so beautiful. Or she is very morose in the heart. Although physical beauty may be possessed with her, but that moroseness of the heart can be easily seen on the face, index of the mind. Prabhupada says face is the index of mind. So even if there may be the most beautiful man or woman over here in our assembly, but because as is the case is in the material world, they are miserable. And that is certainly reflected on their mind. And therefore that beauty, although physically is there, that internal beauty reflects on the mind. But devotees, if they are practicing proper Krishna consciousness, they are joyful. They are happy. And therefore, actually, if they are fully happy, yena atma suprasidhati. Physically, they may have some, may not be compared to Miss or Mr. Universe, or maybe actually not very beautiful also. But their internal joy will be so much emanating from their face and their behavior that actually becomes beautiful. The devotees may not be physically beautiful, and neither it is promised over here that by taking to Krishna consciousness, our physical beauty may change. It's not that you, by taking to Krishna consciousness, may become a little fair or something like that. But our internal joy will manifest so much from our actions, behavior, talk, and just by looking at a devotee, people will feel, yes, these are really good, beautiful people, because they are so joyful, they are so happy. Certainly, in the Vaikuntha, the physical beauty is also there, but up till we are in the Kuntha material world, even with the material bodies, the devotees can be beautiful, because when they become yena atma suprasiddhati, completely happy just by worshipping Krishna, naturally they are very attractive, because their happiness is emanating from their body in a subtle level. And another quality of Vishnu Dutas mentioned over here is durdarsha lingani. Durdarsha means possessing forms not easily seen. So that means they are very rare personalities. Or the form is not easily seen to us. Both ways we can take. They are rare in one sense, just like we see pure duties are very rare in the material world. And Vishnu Dutas are also rare in material world because they don't have much engagements. Yamdutas have a lot of engagements, so they are seen very often. On the earth, if we see, Vishnu Dutas are called very less. Very rarely there is a pure devotee who is going back and the Vishnu Dutas have come and collect. But Yamdutas have a lot of engagements, appointments at all over the earth, all the planets, everywhere. Because people are generally addicted to sinful activity. Also, Durdarsha, as for our physical eyes, we can neither see Yamdutas and neither Vishnu Dutas with our this Charma Chakshu. But still, to physically see the spiritual form is difficult. So, Bhutani Vishnu, Sura Pujitani, Durdarsha Lingani, Mad Adbhutani. This is their physical description of the Vishnu Dutas. Yamaraj is telling his messengers, who are these Vishnu Dutas? How to look? What are they? And now he is telling, after telling the physical form, what do they do in this material world? Rakshanti. They protect. Whom they protect? Tad bhakti matah. The devotees, even ordinary human beings, if they are devotees, martyan means human beings. If they are ordinary human beings, if they are devotees, they are protected by this Vishnu Dutas or Vishnu Bhutani. And they are protected from what? From Parebhyo. Parebhyo means other human beings, other living entities. Para. Apna or Paraya. Ours and others. So all other living entities who are envious in nature or different type of living entities, the devotees of Lord are protected. Parebhyo. From all other living entities, everyone else, the devotees are protected. Then Yamaraj is saying, Mattah. That means this Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees even from me. That is Yamaraj. And even from Yamaraj's messengers. So no devotee can have any, need not fear any danger from Yamaraj and Yamdutas. But no devotees. The devotees may not fear. And also, ultimately saying, why to list? Like Lord Krishna lists various opulences. But he says, Yadyad vibhuti mat sarvam shimat urti deva tat tat eva vagachatva mama tejonsha sanshaya. Wherever you see opulence, that is my part of my energy. So he says, parebhyo mat from everything. Ultimately, he says, sarvatahcha. That sarvatah means from everything, from any calamity, any danger, the devotees of the Lord are protected. So, Yamaraj is telling, this is the activities of Vishnu Dutas. You need not worry that why they are acting in this way, because that is their prime activity in this material world. That is to protect the devotees. And even this protection, quality of protection, is being explained in purport. Prabhupada is saying sometimes devotees fear what will happen if there will be third world war or something like that. And Prabhupada says these material dangers are not for devotees, and one should be confident of that. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna promises this protection in various ways at various places. Just going ahead, we would just enlist few of those promises of protection given by Lord Shri Krishna. In the beginning only, when Arjuna asks what is happening to a fallen devotee or a fallen spiritualist, does he just go away somewhere, neither here, neither he could not enjoy, and neither is he perfect in spiritual life? Lord Krishna begins with a promise. Before telling he will take birth in family of devotees and all, he begins with a promise, telling Partha Naiveha Namutra Vinashas Tasya Vidyate. O Partha, be assured, Nahi Kalyanakrut Kaschit Durgatim Tata Gachati. Kalyanakrut means the Svalpampasya Dharmasya. Same verse. Svalpampasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Krishna is promising here also that even if one does even a little endeavor, then he is protected from greatest sin, a greatest danger. And here also he is saying, Nahi Kalyanakrut Kaschit. One who has done some good activities, spiritual activities, Durgatim Tat Gachati. He will never reach Durgati or any bad result. Again, he says in this 9th chapter where it is quoted over here, Kaunteha Pratijanehi नमे भक्ता प्रणश्यति दैट प्लीज बी एश्योर्ड बाय माय डिवोटीज विल नेवर बी डिस्ट्रॉयड. ऑल्सो इन दिस सेम प्लेस इन 9th चैप्टर ही ऑल्सो सेज अपि चेत सुदुराचारो भजन्ते माम अनन्य भाग. दैट इवन इफ देर इज अ दुराचार दुराचार मीन्स हु परफॉर्म्स वेरी एबोमिनेबल एक्टिविटी बट सपोज ही कंटिन्यूज टू वर्शिप मी भजन्ते माम अनन्य भाग देन व्हाट विल हैपन देन आई एश्योर हिम आई एश्योर यू ऑल्सो दैट ही विल बी इमीडिएटली क्विकली राइटली प्लेस्ड. एंड ऑल्सो ही अगेन सेज इन द 10th चैप्टर तेषाम एव अनुकंपार्थम अहम अज्ञान जमतम नाशयामी आत्मभावस्तो ज्ञान दीपेन चेतसा. कृष्णा शेलिंग आई इवन इफ इन दैट प्लेस प्रोपा सेज इवन इफ द डिवोटी इज नॉट इंटेलिजेंट टू स्टडी द स्क्रिप्चर्स स्टिल द लॉर्ड विल कम विद इन द हार्ट इज ऑलरेडी इन द हार्ट बट लॉर्ड विद इन द हार्ट विल डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल द इग्नोरेंस. प्रोपा सेज इफ यू कंटिन्यूस डिवोशनल सर्विस तेषाम एव अनुकंपार्थम फॉर शोइंग कंपैशन अनुकंपा अहम अज्ञान जमतम अहम मीन्स कृष्णा सिंग आई पर्सनली दैट योगक्षेम वहाम्यहम. सो यू नो दिस स्टोरी अर्जुनाचार्य ही डाउटेड दिस एंड सो ही कट इट. सो कृष्णा हैज टू पर्सनली कम टू प्रोवाइड वॉट एवर नेसेसरी थिंग्स वेर देयर एंड दिस अर्जुनाचार्य अंडरस्टूड यस कृष्णा पर्सनली इज प्रोवाइडिंग एंड प्रोटेक्टिंग अस योगक्षेम. सो ही ऑल्सो कृष्णा इज सेइंग अहम अज्ञान जमतम नाशयामी एंड आई विल डिस्ट्रॉय द इग्नोरेंस विद इन द consciousness. So again and in the last in the 18th there can be many more verses but I'm just quoting few of them. In the 18th chapter also Krishna says in the end sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam shanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. That don't be afraid or fearful, just surrender unto me and I will protect you from all sinful reactions. So, and up till now also, we have heard many times that Lord is giving full protection. Rakshati iti vishwaso, anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshati iti vishwaso, goptupte varnam yatha. That one of the activities of surrender is to have full faith that Lord is protecting all of us. Rakshati iti vishwaso. So, but still, sometimes we see devotees are faced with dangers. They are sometimes diseased. They get old. Sometimes they are in dangerous situation. Even sometimes situations like wars or riots or some other activities. We see sometimes it's happening like that. And sometimes they get affected by them also. Or actually we see in the Puranas, great devotees like Pandavas, Hiranyakashipu, Prahlada Maharaj, and so many of them facing so many difficult situations from Gaitri. Pandavas had to suffer or undergo so many sufferings and troubles of all various types. Prahlad Maharaj, what was, who can compare the sufferings which he has to undergo? And sometimes we see, like even Ajamil, he lost his spiritual path at one point of his time. And sometimes devotees also lose their physical body also. So how is that exactly protection happening? First point we'll begin, we'll take various points. We see even Parikshit Maharaj, he was protected, his physical form was protected when he was in the womb. So we say, yes, God is protecting. But his physical form was not protected when he was cursed to die in 7 days. Although Parikshit Maharaj was capable to counter curse and everything, he did not do. But why did Krishna not do? Parikshit Maharaj might be a saint, he did not do. He did not even react when he was attacked with Brahmastra as a child. But Krishna at that time came and protected Parikshit Maharaj. And here he did not protect. So we have to understand this can be actually realized and more appreciated when we are little above bodily consciousness. If we are too much engrossed in bodily consciousness and our consciousness can't think beyond this human, this physical form, then protection of Krishna in case of like Parikshit Maharaj or like that will be little difficult to appreciate. इन श्रीमद भागवतम अनदर प्लेस परीक्षित महाराज इज कॉल्ड अरिंदम. अरिंदम, अरि एंड दम. अरि मीन्स एनिमी एंड दम मीन्स हु इज कॉन्करिंग और कंट्रोलिंग द एनिमी. सो वेर इज परीक्षित महाराज कंट्रोलिंग द एनिमी? यस, ही कंट्रोल कली. बट हियर इन दिस केस वेन ही वॉज कर्स्ड बाय श्रृंगी, परीक्षित महाराज डिड नॉट काउंटर कर्स. एपरेंटली श्रृंगी वॉज लाइक अ एनिमी ऑफ परीक्षित महाराज, ट्राइंग ए यू गेट यू बी किल्ड इन 7 days. बट हियर वी सी परीक्षित महाराज डिड नॉट काउंटर कर्स एंड डिड नॉट इवन डिस्ट्रॉय श्रृंगी और वॉट एवर इट इज. बट एक्चुअली दैट्स वाई ही इज कॉल्ड अरिंदम. श्रील प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेन्स वाय, बिकॉज वेन ही वॉज कर्स्ड फॉर नो फॉल्ट ऑफ हिज ही कुड इजिली बिकम एंग्री एंड काउंटर कर्स्ड. But he did not become angry, and he accepted it as Lord's will. So therefore, he is called Arindam because he actually conquered the 6 enemies of lust, anger, pride, illusion, and like that. So Parikshit Maharaj, he was actually a conqueror of enemy, and these 6 enemies are more difficult to conquer than even the greatest army of the whole earth. So he is called Arindam. And because he conquered these 6 enemies, he was given complete protection by the Supreme Lord. A personal arrangement by the Lord was done to see that he goes back to Godhead. Now, what's the point of living 100 more years in the physical earth, in a physical body, but if we lose the chance to become pure devotee? There's no point even. If we are, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you are getting pure Krishna Prem anywhere, just buy it immediately. Don't wait for any other cause, some business, some response. No, if immediately you purchase it. Therefore, here we see Parikshit Maharaj actually had to leave his body in a young age within 7 days. But then Krishna giving protection in the form of personally seeing, arranging Shukdev Goswami to reach over there. And making him speak Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days and 7 nights. Who else got this fortune in this world that they could hear Srimad Bhagavatam from lips of Shukdev Goswami? And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was protected in the way that Krishna personally took him back to Godhead, rather than making him wait in this material world in the physical form for a few more years. Sometimes, we also hear in Srimad Bhagavatam that immediately Lord will protect him. Immediately he is delivered. And we see immediately, I am chanting for 10 years, 12 years, but the protection is not seen. This immediately has to be understood also in some relative concept. Relativity has to be applied over here. We see immediately always in our terms. Like I say, immediately go and get water. That means, say, at the most within a minute or two. If I say immediately go and get water, that means in a minute or two you should get water. But here we are discussing on some different level. Like Brahmaji says, hey, immediately call Indra. So that immediately may take some more time. Or even if Indra comes to Brahmaji within 1 or 2 minutes also, actually immediately, according to Brahma Loka scale. But on the earth, many generations might have passed. So it's immediately, actually it is immediately also. We see in the case of Bharat Maharaj. He had to take 2-3 more births to perfect his life. Or we see in the case of Ajamil. Yes, right over here. He was not immediately delivered. Vishnudas came and he had to live for 12 more years. So where is that immediately? If I say immediately get some water. And you go and get after 12 years. Prabhuji, you wanted water immediately, take it. It's not like that. But here we see Ajamil being delivered after 12 years. Bharat Maharaj being helped to the perfection after 3 births. So what is that immediately? Actually, these all are immediately. These 3 births, 12 years, everything is immediately. Since immediately is we are taking from our say 60 years of human life. So in 60 years of human life, immediately get some water means at the most within a minute or to get some water at the most. But we are spending, we have spent 60 millions and billions or maybe more, at the best 60 millions of lifetimes in this material world. Maybe much, much more as well. So if we get delivered within 5, 10, 12 years or maybe 2, 3 births, it's immediately. If compared to how many lifetimes we are spending on this earth, earth or in the sense material world, in various species, 84 lakh species, many, many cycles, many, many Brahma's life we might be rotting in this material world. Brahma has come and gone. In the night we again go merge into Vishnu body, in the day we come out, in the night we merge. At the time of Brahma's death we again merge, we come out. So many creations we might have been rotting in this material world. And if we get delivered within 2-3 lives, it's actually immediately. But we become impatient. Hare Krishna, pure devotion. We want just by saying Hare Krishna once, we want pure devotion. It is possible that we have to also say Hare Krishna with complete helplessness and offenselessness. So yes, we have to be a little patient. We have to have some faith that Krishna will deliver me. He has promised and He will do it immediately. I have been rotting for millions of births. He will do it immediately. We should keep the example of Mukunda in front of us. When he was told by Lord Chaitanya that he will be given audience only after, say, 10 million births or something like that. And he became so joyful. We all have heard this story. I will see. Seeing this faith on the Supreme Lord's words, Lord actually gave him darshan immediately. And the Lord checked his faith. Seeing the faith of Mukunda, Mukunda was told, you will see me after 10 million births. Not only 2 births or 3 births or 12 years or 20 years. He's like, you will be seeing me after 10 million births. And Mukunda was in ecstasy. He was in bliss because he was guaranteed a darshan of Supreme Lord. 10 million births are actually immediately. Compared to the time we have spent in material world, even 10 million births are like a flash. Gone. 10 million births. Gone. Actually, maybe Brahmaji does a flash and actually we may be passing 10 million births. So actually, even after taking 10 million births is immediately, but we may not wait so long. Even within few births, Krishna can give the mercy. But the point is Mukund, he was having full faith. Lord Chaitanya has promised. He will give me darshan. He just wanted a promise that I will give you darshan. The time frame was not in the consideration. And Lord said, okay, after 10 million births. And that's all. The promise. So Lord has promised, I will give you protection. Mukunda did not put that time frame into consideration. Oh, Lord, when you are promised, in Gita you did not mention when you will give protection to Madan Gopal Das. Maybe in 2022, on 26 January, you should have put over here. Appointment of giving protection. No. Mukunda did not mind. Whenever Krishna has promised, Lord Chaitanya gave me promise, darshan will be available. Krishna has promised. If you engage in devotional life, you will be delivered. You are protected, that's all. There is no need of any doubt. And Prahlad Maharaj, we see these highly advanced devotees, they behave, they have realized this and they behave in that way. Like Prahlad Maharaj, when he was being thrown from mountain, he was not saying, oh, where is the protection? He had faith. Lord has promised. That's all. Lord has promised, I will be protected. There is no need to worry or think anymore. There is no, it's there. That's all. The highest, most, most striking experience or example you can see is of that Jad Bharat. He's nicely washed. He's put on that Bali Vedi, a sacrificial altar. And he is happy, Krishna chanting, meditating on Lord. He is seeing everything happening. He is understanding also what is happening. Not that he is not understanding. Then he is also seeing the sword being decorated and the sword being raised. Up till the moment it was like the action like this was complete. And another direction has to be changed. But he is not at all. Not even a blink or not even one one thought that a sword is being raised, Krishna will take care. Kaunteya pratijanehi namaya bhakta pranashati. He was just as peaceful as the best times of his life. And sometimes we are good times and we are very peaceful and joyful, smiling. We feel bhakti is very sweet, happy. But the moment we get some malaria or something, we start thinking, what is it? Why is malaria coming? I am practicing spiritual life for the past 12 years. One tap, maybe 12 years is like 20% of my life. I am brahmachari for 20 years, 30% of my life. What's happening? State diseases are coming. But this Jada Bharat, he was as if nothing is happening. He was the same. When he was glorified, he was the same. When he was eating dry oil cakes, he was the same. And when the sword was raised, and then the sword was going to be moved in another direction, he was the same. And when Bhadra Kali appeared and saved him, again he was the same. Not that, see, I am such a great devotee. Neither negative. He was peaceful. Krishna is not that. He is going and telling in all the lectures, see, Bhadra Kali came to save me. Not declaring himself. Yes. She came under the direction of Krishna. She came and generally it happened. For not advanced devotees, they get affected by this. Sometimes when they get do something, sometimes we do nice book distribution, 20 Mahabhi books, and some of the incharge forgets to announce our name. My name, did you read the correct announcement or you read previous months or some wrong date announcement you read? Or you go and tell, I gave you the Lakshmi yesterday, where is my name? Even if we don't do sometimes, we know we should not do, but we feel in the heart. But here, he was the same. When the sword is being raised, he is the same. When Bhadra Kali is dancing with the heads of the demons, he is in the same attitude, just thinking of Krishna Smaranam. He is not at all influenced. Actually, if we see, to attain, and therefore we see great devotees who know this, they pray for the Lord's protection in their spiritual life. We should also pray. Srila Prabhupada sometimes was once asked, what you are praying? Prabhupada was already very elderly. He said, I am praying that Maya may not affect me. So Lord, the devotees should learn to always depend on the Supreme Lord for protection and not on their own strength. Just like we see when Brahmaji was told to create the universe, he prayed to the Lord. Please, Lord, I have to deal with many demons, such sons who come and attack him. Or some sons who come and want to do all types of illicit activities with Brahmaji. Brahmaji had so many different types of sons. And some attacked him, some wanted to kill him. So when Brahmaji was given this charge of creation, he prayed to the Lord, please, I have to associate so many different types of people. And many of them are my own sons. Help me. And Lord assured him protection. Don't worry. You are carrying on my order, you will be protected. Also, we see Prirat Maharaj. He did not want to get married and take the charge of kingdom. But when he was told by his Param Guru, Brahmaji, to do so, he also prayed to the Lord for protection. And Lord did protect him. Prirat Maharaj ruled the kingdom, it is said, from Arbud and Kharbud, some big number, not even crores. Some millions and years of years he ruled the kingdom. And apparently he was entangled in money and queen and children. But at the end of the life, Lord personally came and protected him. The faith on the Lord is very much important. Also, we see again one striking example of faith on Krishna is that story of Lord Krishna coming, first Durvas Muni coming with 60,000 disciples to Pandava's house for prasad being sent by Kauravas, Duryodhan. So here, yes, the faith is tested of Draupadi that she called for Krishna and Krishna came. But it's one more challenging, striking point in this story. When Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna came and ate that one morsel of food sticking inside the vessel of Draupadi, he said, no, I am full. And all the sages are also full. Actually, he did not tell that. He did that. So when he ate one morsel of food, he told Bhima, Bhima, no, you go and call all the sages, go. They are taking a bath, you go and call. Bhima knew there is nothing in the home. But Krishna has told, go and call. I follow the order. Just like sometimes, if we don't have anything in the home, we can't call all the guests, please come, please come. It's one thing that a guest comes on their own and we don't feed them. Some other because of circumstances. But second thing is we are calling them, please come, please come. And Bhima knew, if I go and call, and if they come, I have nothing in the home. Draupadi is unable to do anything. But Bhima was told by Krishna, go and call. Bhima said, no problem. Krishna has told, I'll go and call. And with full confidence he went. Not doubting. Piche kuch Krishna is doing some magic. While I am going, is Krishna performing some magic? He are creating some foodstuffs. He just went simply. Krishna has told, go and call. I am going. But the story was different and the sages went away. But the point is that Bhima had implicit faith on Lord Shri Krishna that he will take care. He has told, go and call. I will do my job. I'll just go and call the sages. And let's see. If the sages come and curse also, Krishna has some plan. If the sages come and the food is there, there is also Krishna has some plan. But I will do the duty of being ordered by Lord Shri Krishna to go and call. Actually, if we see in Bhurat Bhagavatamrut, Lord Krishna, Narad Muni promises, Lord Krishna promises to Narad Muni. Actually, we say Karuna Sindhu. Lord Krishna is ocean of mercy. And it doesn't take long to get his mercy. Actually, Lord Krishna doesn't see whether one person is qualified or not. Only thing is endeavor to practice devotional service, Lord Shri Krishna gives him mercy. Even if he is not right, as it is said, akamava sarva kamava. So, sarva kamava bhakti is not correct. Rupa Goswami is saying, anya bilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavrutam, anukulena krishnanu shulnam, shilnam bhakti ruttamam. And here Krishna is saying, akamava sarva kamava. Sarva kam, moksha kama udardi. So, where is anya bilashita shunyam? And he is saying, sarva kamava, moksha kamava. The point is, Lord Krishna is so merciful that even if our devotional service is sometimes not properly directed, Lord Shri Krishna will see to it that the devotional service somehow or other get properly directed. He is so much helpful. He will adjust our devotional service from sarva kamava to akamava. But the point is, tivrena bhakti yogena. That is important. Krishna doesn't sacrifice or become loose in that. He says, you have to practice devotional service. At least something here and there. Do something and then Krishna will help. At least even joke Hare Krishna. At least criticize Hare Krishna. Do something and then Krishna is always ready to help. That is Krishna's promise. Even if misdirecting, if some people chant Hare Krishna even while Helanam, Staubhyam, Sanketyam, no problem. At least do something. And then Krishna, Lord Krishna is there to help us. Actually, if we see, practicing devotional service is very easy. And going to hell is very difficult. If you want to perform sinful activities, you have to take in lot of endeavor. Suppose you want to engage in eating meat. At least you have to catch animal, then kill him. Or in modern day, you have to erect big, big slaughterhouses, then cool transportation, so many things. Build roads, build cool vehicles, frozen vehicles, go to ocean, depth of ocean, big, big boats, risk of drowning. So many effort has to be done. Or if you want to engage in sinful, illicit sex, there is so much things to be arranged. If you want to engage in gambling, so much effort is there. First of all, to gamble, you have to earn money. Then there has to be brothels, not brothels, this gambling dens. So many things have to be, big, big endeavor has to be performed. Hard work is required to go to hell. Illicit sex, gambling, meditating, and intoxication. That also requires hard work. A man has to work hard to earn money. A society has to work hard to arrange for these sinful activities. It's a very difficult job required After a huge endeavor, we can go to hell. But to perform devotional service, easy. Sthane sthita, where you are just sit down and chant Hare Krishna. You don't have to take any effort. Where you are, just sit down, chant Hare Krishna. If you are bathing, chant Hare Krishna. If you are wearing dhoti, chant Hare Krishna. Does it require any extra effort? If you are cooking, chant Hare Krishna. If you are traveling, chant Hare Krishna. If you are lying down on the bed to fall asleep, chant Hare Krishna. It may help there also. To fall asleep also Hare Krishna will help. It can help just any time of your life. If you don't have to do any extra endeavor. And if you don't want to even do at all, just sit and chant Hare Krishna. Then sit and remember Krishna, Krishna's pastime. No more endeavor than this. And to do sinful activities, so big endeavors. You have to erect so many huge endeavors. Why? To go to hell. Therefore, actually devotional service is very easy. Just sit at any place. And if you want to do something more, if you want to get little quick result, then preach. Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna Upadesh. Don't be worried about the result. You preach to your best. Krishna doesn't say, if you make 10,000 devotees, I will save you. No. If you preach for 10,000 hours, Krishna will save you. How many devotees you make, that is up to Krishna. You go and speak of Krishna. Even if people call you mad, you go and speak of Krishna. Even if people glorify you, you go and speak of Krishna. Even if people put you in jail, you distribute books. Sometimes we experience. In Bombay Central or book distributors, sometimes the police people catch them. And they put them in jail for 1 hour. Not in exactly jail, but they force them to sit at one place for half or 1 hour. No problem. Once I was traveling in local train in 96, when we had to subscribe for BTG magazines, English BTGs. And English BTG cost a little more, 450 rupees, international one that time. So I thought I am going to Palghar for program. So let me try to subscribe for this magazine. However, this English magazine and also 450 rupees, it is little difficult to get a subscription in second class. Although I had second class ticket, I thought let me go into first class. So I went into first class, not to sit and enjoy the travel, but to approach people to request them to take subscription. And as we know, in the first class, the frequency of TC is more. And a TC came. So I thought, I saw him. I thought, yes, I am not exactly supposed to be here. But he is also seeing that I am not enjoying the travel. But then I thought, attack is the best defense. So after finishing that man, he was checking the tickets at another place. I just got up and directly went to TC. And told, would you like to take subscription for this magazine? We are having this wonderful international issue with so many wonderful things. He heard me for 2-3 minutes. And he said, that's okay. But do you have a proper ticket to travel here? So I said, I have a ticket, but not a proper one to travel here. He also did not mind. He said, okay. The next station is coming. You get down and go into the your proper place. So, but the point is, the problems in this material world will come. Sometimes people will trouble us. Like Prahlada Maharaj, he was being opposed by Hiranyakashipu. But we had to just go on. Or this Srila Haridas Thakur, he was also opposed. But he said, whatever you do, I will go on chanting Hare Krishna. And then rest depends on Krishna. I will chant Hare Krishna and everything else depends on Krishna. So this is the case, the protection is there. Actually, and in the end, I would like to conclude, but sometimes some people also think this is the point which devotees ask. Oh, here in Bombay, you are a nice devotee association. Or sometimes in Bombay also, sometimes some people ask, we are staying in Mulund or Thana, we can't come so often with those who stay here. Or you stay, like Brahmacharya, you stay always in temple. Or I may be in a nearby place, but I may have responsibilities of a job or family or household duties or children. So many things can come up. And then I cannot come to temple to hear class. Yes, we should be eager to participate in the spiritual activities. But we should keep in mind that they can't bar us from getting the mercy of Krishna. I am not indicating that we should be lazy to participate. We should be most eager to participate in all the spiritual activities. But if some circumstances, physical circumstances, are not allowing us to participate, we should be fully convinced that they can't bar us from getting mercy of Krishna. And I would just like to tell one story of Bali Maharaj. When Bali Maharaj was talking and he was promising, and Vamandev came in front of him, the Lord came. Bali Maharaj, although was the king of Asuras, but he, in the heart, he is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. He's a devotee. So he knew the Lord has come and I should offer full obeisances. Lord has come and I should offer full obeisances. He was thinking, oh, let me offer full obeisances. But he did not do so. We don't hear in Bhagavatam that as soon as Vamandev come, Bali Maharaj is offering dandavat. Why he did not do? Because of circumstances of presence of ministers, presence of Shukracharya who was telling against surrendering to Vamandev. Although physically, because of circumstances and society, he could not offer full obeisances. But in the heart, he was desiring to offer full obeisances. And Lord Vamandev accepted that. Lord Vamandev accepted the obeisances of Bali Maharaj even though performed in the heart. And he reciprocated. Apparently what happened in this whole episode of Bali Maharaj, the kingdom of Indra was taken away by Bali Maharaj. And Lord Vamandev came and cheated Bali Maharaj in that steps, three steps begging, and gave that kingdom back to Indra. But actually what happened is after this whole episode, Vamandev gave a much better place of Sutal Lok to Bali Maharaj. And okay, physically better or lower. But not only that, Vamandev stayed at Sutal Lok permanently as a guard to protect Sutal Lok, the kingdom of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj has the freedom to go and meet the Lord anytime. Such opulence. Indra got just his kingdom back, Swarga Loka. But physically also Sutal Lok is more opulent. And not only more opulent, Bali Maharaj had the facility to go and have audience with the Lord anytime, because Lord is always there. So in that way, actually, if we see, apparently Bali Maharaj was cheated by taking away the kingdom. But actually he was more favored because he was performing pure devotional service, although physically he could not do it. Physically he could not offer obeisances in front of so many people in the mind. In the mind he offered obeisances and Lord accepted it. Therefore, in this material world, in whatever circumstances we may be, physically we can be capable to do, or we may not be capable to do, we may have some duties in the home or job or business. If in the mind we are in the Bhagavatam class, we are hearing the class. But that should not make us lazy also. Yes, I am in the mind. No. We have to balance. Krishna can understand sincerity. We can cheat everyone except Lord Krishna. And if we are not cheating Lord Krishna is also not. Cheat us and fulfill his promise. Hare Krishna. It's quite late, so I'll end. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sorry for...